The sequester is just 2 weeks away from today, and Congress is still scrambling to try to avert massive budget cuts and job losses, at least temporary, for hundreds of thousands of people. Of course, the root cause of all of this and so many of our problems is our nation's debt. And with us to talk more about that is David Leonhardt. He is with the New York Times, author of Here's the Deal, How Washington Can Solve the Deficit and Spur Growth. David, great having you with us here. Life clearly has thrown us a bunch of lemons in this case. Tell us how we can make lemonade.
Well, the problem really starts with the fact that we want more from the government than we want to give to the government, which is understandable. No one likes paying taxes, and we all generally like Medicare and Social Security and a strong military, and that's left us with this long-term deficit. It's not an immediate crisis, but it's a serious problem. And so the question is, how do we reorganize our government in ways that does absolutely the least to harm economic growth, ideally even helps economic growth, because growth is the best way in the long term to pay off a deficit.
Well, we have a number of members of Congress who seem to be focused entirely on the deficit. Is that appropriate or even healthy for the economy?
It's not healthy for the economy. I mean, I think you want to think about the economy as having arguably three big long-term problems. The deficit, which I think is real. I think people who say it's not a problem or it's manufactured, even if these crises are manufactured, are wrong about that. We really do have a deficit. I would say the second one is we've now had more than a decade of weak economic growth and relatively high unemployment and weak wage growth. And then the third one, I would say, is the climate. And so you put all these three together, and I think it's appropriate to worry about all three. But as you say, there have been times in Washington where it's felt like we've worried about only the deficit.
Well, you talk about wage growth. People have not seen wage growth in this country in generations or so, it seems. And for a lot of them, you know, they wonder if that were different, they might be able to spend more money than they can spend now. And obviously, that would have good consequences for the economy.
That's right. So we had pretty weak wage growth for much of the last 30 years, with the exception of the late 90s when we had quite strong growth. And over the last decade, on net, we've had no income growth for the typical household. And so that helps explain some of our big problems, right? I mean, people borrowed money in order to continue raising their living standards when they weren't getting raises. And so when you think about things like the housing crisis, really, they do stem in significant part from this real income slump. And so again, that's sort of the importance of economic growth. Economic growth over time, whenever we've had fast growth, like the late 90s, you get rises in living standards for most people. We haven't had fast growth in a very long time.
As sensible as all this sounds, it's hard to imagine that any of these ideas would gain any kind of traction in Congress right now.
Well, I think the thing to remember is we're not going to have some grand, elegant solution where the politicians are going to emerge from a back room and announce they've solved all the problems. But that doesn't mean we're doomed at all. I mean, the way democracies work is they're messy, two steps back, three steps forward.
Right.
And there actually are some reasons for optimism. Health costs have really started slowing over the last few years. We are finally emerging from this financial crisis and its aftermath. And it's just important to keep in mind, after bad times, it's easy to think times will never get good again. That happened in the mid-90s, and who knew the internet was right around the corner. I'm not saying we're on the cusp of a boom, but we're not doomed either.
Are you optimistic that we can work this out and maybe come up with a new direction for this country where both sides do find a way to compromise and move toward the future?
I'm deeply optimistic we can solve these problems. Maybe I'm cautiously optimistic that we will solve more of them than we won't. But I think there are some real problems. I mean, I mentioned the climate. We're not making much progress on the climate. Educational attainment is slowing, although maybe we're starting to turn that around. So we definitely can solve these problems. And as your question suggests, the real question is, will we?
But nice to hear a little optimism on the subject, that's for sure.
Love that. Good luck with the book, David.
Thanks a lot.
New York Times writer David Leonhardt with us. And then at 9:20 this morning, I want to remind you that Senator Paul Rand will join us.
Rand Paul,
to talk about sequestration.
And Tucker's with us this morning, Eccles Tucker, and he's got the latest on our money news from the Washington Business Journal.
So I do, Moss, Mike. Initial on.